I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on February 25th, 2020. Manjaro 19 has been released with a focus on the desktop. The distribution's flagship edition has switched to a new theme by default, and with XFCE itself being bumped to version 4.14, this release also introduces support for the desktop environment's display profile functionality. While the KDE edition has also received a theme refresh, Manjaro's GNOME version adds a new desktop layout switching tool, which lets you easily customize your environment to resemble those of macOS, Mate, Ubuntu Unity, or a traditional Windows desktop. Firefox has taken another step on its DNS over HTTPS journey by starting to enable the service by default for American users. Mozilla began the rollout for US-based users today and plans to continue the migration for the next few weeks, unless it discovers a major issue once the service is being used at scale. Users outside of the US can manually turn on the service and choose between the two providers that Mozilla has blessed so far. The organization is still exploring other possible partners around the world before committing to a wider deployment. Mozilla also announced a new security sandboxing initiative today that's designed to enable the organization to isolate different parts of Firefox's codebase. While other components will follow, the project has already successfully sandboxed the browser's Graphite font shaping library, and Linux users will be the first to benefit from the change. Puppet has released version 2 of its Bolt open source orchestration tool. Unlike Puppet's better-known model-based product, Bolt is agentless and can run against any host that supports SSH or Windows Remote Management. While Bolt can simplify ad hoc administration tasks, it also supports a number of scripting languages that allow it to perform relatively complex actions remotely. The latest release introduces a new inventory file format, supports task execution on a proxy target, and has extended and stabilized the APIs that Bolt exposes. Puppet recommends users upgrade to the new version as soon as possible, as it contains some breaking changes and no future updates are planned for previous releases. And let's end today with the good news that Mirantis has committed to a long-term future for Docker Swarm. When Mirantis acquired Docker's enterprise division back in November, it only promised to keep the Swarm product alive for the next 2 years. But user enthusiasm for the platform has now led to a change of heart, with Mirantis pledging to support it for the foreseeable future and planning to unveil a roadmap for future Swarm development at next month's KubeCon event in Amsterdam. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/110. We'll be back tomorrow.